I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a West Valley City veteran lost his medals from the Vietnam War, but today Senator Mitt Romney's office was able to get him replacements and present them to him. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, jazz star Mike Conley may be back in the lineup tonight against the Clippers. KSL Sports reports it's looking likely he and Donovan Mitchell will suit up. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Early onset delays for Davis County drivers on northbound I-15 with slowdowns from the Highway 89 split in Farmington all the way up to Roy. Then in Utah County, a crash blocking a right lane of traffic southbound I-15 near Lehigh Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The heat continues after highs in the upper 90s. A chance for storms down to 73 tonight, then more sunshine and 99 tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
95 degrees in Salt Lake City, 99 in Provo. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden marking a milestone. 300 million COVID-19 shots in the 150 days since he took office. Warning, though, that the Delta variant needs to be watched.
I don't think so, because so many people have already been vaccinated. But with the Delta variant, can cause more people to die in areas where people have not been vaccinated.
60 House Democrats have signed a letter imploring Catholic bishops protesting their decision to deny communion to anyone supporting abortion. The U.S. bishops moved ahead with its new directive in spite of a warning from the Vatican to proceed slowly and with caution on the matter. California officials say today they've arrested a 54-year-old man from Berkeley on suspicion of assaulting Governor Gavin Newsom. During a visit to downtown Oakland Thursday, the suspect reportedly threw a water bottle at the governor. An evacuation order in Rockton, Illinois, now lifted following Monday's explosion at a fire at a chemical plant. And the Dow Jones ending its worst week, down 3.45%. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. People from all over the world flock to Utah's national parks. But there's a way to see Utah's wonders without facing the crowds. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this week's Heart of Utah.
You probably know by now about the bison on Antelope Island State Park. Now there's Bigfoot at Coral Pink Sand Dune State Park.
They purchased this 7-foot-tall metal Bigfoot statue. And if you find the Bigfoot in the sand dunes or in the trees, there's a shirt at the front entrance gate. You know, I found Bigfoot at Coral Pink Sand Dune State Park.
Utah State Park spokesman Devin Chavez grew up traditional camping in a tent on the ground, but there's also RV camping and so much more.
The yurts at Dead Horse Point, they're some of my favorites. You know, those yurts have air conditioning, electricity. There's a grill outside you can utilize. But then you head over to a place like East Canyon State Park, and you have a hammock campground. It's a cool hexagon metal structure that you can hang, you know, up to 8 hammocks on. East Canyon State Park also has, you know, Conestoga-style wagons that have a full-size king bed and bunk beds in there, and there's even a microwave. That's just an awesome new way to get out and experience these areas.
Chavez says Utah State Park rangers are post-certified. They cover boating around Utah. They also help teach life jacket and OHV safety and helmet laws. Many state parks have boating and OHV trails. They also have hiking, biking, fishing, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and archery.
You can go down to Fremont, Indiana, and learn how to throw an atlatl, maybe jump on the ATV trail system, take a hike to the Cave of 100 Hands, and then you can look up and be a part of these amazing dark skies that are out there. We recently brought the total of dark sky designated state park to 10. That is more than any other state park system that we're aware of. I mean, if you've been to Gooseneck State Parks, you're in the car for a while. But the view from there is just spectacular. And the night sky, I mean, there's no light for miles and miles and miles.
A lot of people have been getting outside. Chavez says they counted 2.6 million more visitors to Utah's 44, soon to be 46 state parks and state park museums. This year, we get Utah Raptor State Park near Moab and Lost Creek State Park around the Morgan County Reservoir. Many of the state parks are right by a national park with views that match or exceed them. They're also used in movie and TV shows.
These were all hidden jewels for a lot of years, but now I think that they're all becoming crown jewels of Utah's outdoor recreation system. If you take Kodachrome Basin State Park and you put Kodachrome Basin State Park in Iowa, all of tourism and all of outdoor recreation in Iowa is going to be based around Kodachrome Basin State Park. We're so lucky, blessed, and spoiled here in Utah to have all of these amazing resources right at our fingertips.
Chavez says use stateparks.utah.gov as your trailhead and then get out there and recreate safely and responsibly. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I went to Zion last weekend, and it was a beautiful zoo, mobs of people. I also went to Snow Canyon State Park. It was quiet, bucolic, and beautiful. KSL News Time. 3:49, it's time for traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
Southbounders on I-15, the delays have already set in, and they're waiting for you between 4500 South to 114th. Also a little busy approaching and passing Bangor Highway. We've had a crash in Utah County southbound I-15 near Lehigh Main Street. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic. It's causing some backups, but no major delays. More heavy and slow traffic waiting for you after that, going through Pleasant Grove and Linden. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all. A little bit of busy traffic northbound. I-215's East Belt going through the Holiday area up to about 33rd South, and then a stalled vehicle in traffic causing some backups. This is southbound Bangor Highway blocking a left lane at 6200 South. Michelle?
We have delays northbound I-15 in spots from the U.S. 89 split to Far West. Southbound I-15 slowing Ogden into Clinton. And Highway 89 is slow ride as you're going from Mutton Hollow Road to South Weber. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's the full 7-day forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Temperatures fall into the mid-70s tonight after a chance for a few thunderstorms and gusty winds. Then for your Saturday, a high of 99 degrees, and we could see more smoke around. But Father's Day, a cold front will push that smoke out, and we'll see a slight cool down with highs in the mid-90s. Down into the 60s Father's Day night, and on Monday, we'll have highs in the low 90s, coolest day of the next 7. Temperatures jump back to 96 on Tuesday with more sunshine and highs staying in the middle to upper 90s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 95 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy. clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
At Shopko Optical, our experienced optometrists provide comprehensive eye care solutions so that you can see clearly and maintain healthy vision. Visit Shopko.com to schedule your eye exam today.
I'm so glad that the days are getting longer and I have more time to spend outdoors riding my bike or planting flowers. That's why I'm so glad that I've discovered Imperfect Foods. Since my groceries are now delivered directly to my doorstep, I'm able to squeeze more of the things I love into my busy day. Plus, I love how Imperfect gathers fresh, imperfect, or excess groceries right from the farmers and producers. Not only does that reduce food waste, but they pass that savings on to me. It's also so convenient to find all of my favorites and weekly staples already in my online grocery cart each week. Things that I can't live without, like eggs, bread, and berries for my protein shakes. Imperfect has more than 500 grocery items, and it's super easy to change my order if I don't get a chance to use something up. See for yourself how easy it is to get fresh groceries while reducing food waste and saving time and money. Use the code SLC, that's SLC right now. You will get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. The St. Louis Federal Reserve President Jim Bullard told CNBC he thinks interest rates are going up next year. This put pressure on stock prices, sending the market tumbling today. On Wall Street, the Dow fell more than 500 points, losing 533, down 1.6%. The S&P slid 55 points. The NASDAQ was down 130. KSL News Time, 3:56.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.